This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by BASF Revitech. I'm Riley Smith. The ethanol industry could be unleashed with year-round E15. We'll have more from Iowa Congressman Randy Feenstra right after this.
Imagine having more days of perfect weather, a combine that's more powerful, or even more soybean bushels per acre at harvest. With Revitech fungicide, you don't have to imagine that last one, because it's proven to deliver up to 9.5 more soybean bushels per acre than the competition. With results like that, it's easy to see why Revitech fungicide is the number one recommended fungicide by soybean farmers. Visit Revitech.com and talk to your BASF retailer today. Always read and follow label directions.
In a time when the farm economy is hurting, year-round E15 would provide a shot of energy into the ag industry. This would be a great boon for consumers who are looking for cheaper fuel prices as well. Iowa Congressman Randy Feenstra said there are a couple of open opportunities to get year-round E15 written into legislation.
This is exactly right. I mean, I'm appreciative of President Trump and EPA Director Zeldin. I worked very closely with them to get year-round E15 for the Midwest states, eight of them. But we got to do it, year-round for all states. And we had an opportunity before the government closed to get it on the NDA, the National Defense Authorization Act. It's still out there. We're going to try to get that done once government opens. And then also on a year-end budget deal. Last year in December, we just about had it done. We will not let that happen again. We got to make sure we get this done.
Year-round E15 also does not cost any extra federal dollars to enact. So Feenstra said it's an easy win for everyone from farmers to consumers.
It doesn't cost any federal dollars to do E15 year-round, but it really could help our ag markets, especially our corn market. So to me, that's the number one priority right now, to get this done by the end of the year.
Feenstra said other solutions like trade deals are in the works to boost the farm economy as well.
And then also, obviously, I sit on Ways and Means, so all these trade deals go through Ways and Means, and we're working through, whether it be Africa, Philippines, India, China. I mean, these are all things that could really bubble up and really help our commodity prices as we move forward.
For more information, visit feenstra.house.gov. Find this story and much more on our website at iowaagnet.com. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.